Next week already, we are going to be welcoming in Erev Pesach. And one of the halachos that relates to Erev Pesach was actually raised in the context of an interesting Smichas Chaver program discussion. We had been learning recently in the Smichas Chaver program the halachos of Lecha Mishnah. And we touched upon the shaila as to whether one is allowed to use for Lecha Mishnah a frozen challah. Often happens, for whatever reason, someone forgets to defrost the challah. Shabbos morning, they come home from shul, they only have one challah and one rock solid frozen challah in the freezer. Can you use that second frozen challah as Lecha Mishnah? A chalokas contemporary poskim. I defer to the Smichas Chaver participants here, whether we are makel, because as long as the challah that is now frozen will be edible at some point during the meal, so therefore it's considered royal achila, so you could use it. Or some rachonim paskin, nope, right now, b'shas bracha, it's rock solid, it's not royal achila, you can't use it. Machlokas aposkin, whether you can use a frozen challah as one of your two lechem mishnah challahs. So one of the Roshei Chabura pointed out a very interesting contemporary application of that shaila, meaning this time of year. Can I, if I once again find myself short a challah for Lecha Mishnah, can I use a matzah for one of the Lecha Mishnah challahs? What's the problem? The question is that there are those that have a minug not to eat matzah. Some go as far back as 30 days before Pesach. Some, and this the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes, have the minug of not eating matzah as of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 2 weeks prior to Pesach. I'm not sure to what extent those minhagim are widely practiced. I don't know, is that either one of those a popular minug? Rosh Chodesh, is that the more common minug? Anyone with a Shloshim Yom? Chabad, 30 days? Okay. So it seems that more, aside from Chabad, I think I came across as 30 days, but the more common minug is 2 weeks. Seems like Rosh Chodesh Nisan, no eating matzah. Okay, so if that's the more common minug, so then one is the halach, if I want to use a matzah for one of my Lecha Mishnah breads on Shabbos. Is that a problem? If you're mamash makbid on the minug, not to eat matzah, so is that considered not royal achila, at least for you? So what would you suggest in that regard? Can you not use it? Can you yes use it? Right. It's a minug. It's not asra al pidin. It is a minug. It is royal achila. It's edible, that's for sure. And Elamai, you have a minute not to eat it, okay, but that doesn't mean it's not royal achila mitzad the halacha, and therefore it should be considered qualified for lechem mishnah use. That is certainly a reasonable psak. No, that's halacha. That's based on, that's halacha already. The minhag of not eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh is only found in the Acharonim. That's halacha. That's halacha. That's not just minhag, that's halacha. That's Lecha Mishnah, Zechel Mon, Jarbanan, though. I mean, at least the Chol Pachas, it's based on the Gemara, Lecha Mishnah, I have to have two. So the Pesach Lechor should be that it's permissible to use the matzah, even if they're not eating from Rosh Chodesh. Shmuel Kamenetsky, in his Kobetz Halachos, argued the following, additional Chiddush. He argued that if the matzah that you're using is not a kashla Pesach matzah, so then it's not the chlal that minig altogether. The minig is you can't eat matzah 2 weeks prior to Pesach, but if my matzah is chametz, it's not matzah, it's chametz. So it's not the chlal the minig altogether. So it's certainly roi la achila. I guess he held even if it's not the minig, you could eat it because it's not considered matzah, it's considered chametz. Now that, in truth, touches upon a fascinating discussion in the Achronim, not just with regard to Lecha Mishnah using matzah 2 weeks prior to Pesach, but with regard to the actual Isser in Poskim to eat matzah in Erev Pesach. So leaving aside the Minhagim of 2 weeks prior to Pesach, the real actual Isser LaHalacha in Simin Tov Ein Aleph is that you cannot eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Rama writes in Tov Ein Aleph, Matzah sheyotzim ba balayla asurim lechol kol yomar ba'asar. One is not allowed to eat matzah that is qualified for Seder night use the entire day Erev Pesach. And that find is already based on the Yerushalmi that Tosus quotes on Sadi Testament Beis and Psachim. Yerushalmi forbids one from eating all day Erev Pesach matzah, which one can use to be Yotzei Eschiyev on Seder night. So Shmuel is mechadesh that this iser does not apply to matzah that's chametz. Yeah. That's a minog. But al pi ikur din, the halacha, only forbids it on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach. So, l'mashal, when my grandfather was makbid on the Isser of Chadash, back in the 1950s, when there was not one Yashan bakery in North America, the only Yashan Hamotzi product that he knew to be definitely Yashan were the masas that he certified in Streitz as Yashan. So, once his freezer supply of chalas was depleted, sometime, I don't know exactly what month of the year it was, but long before Purim, he no longer had any Yashan chalas anywhere on the continent to eat. So he ate matzahs for months prior to Pesach. That was the only thing he ate for Hamotzi, matzahs. So I'll tell him what he means. The minig can't eat matzahs. Teretz is, if he holds his sister Daraisa to eat chadash versus the minig to eat matzahs, so which one takes priority? Obviously, the sister Daraisa of eating chadash takes priority over the minig of not eating matzahs. So he ate matzahs all the way until Erev Pesach, and that was it. So the question here is of Shmuel Kametsky Paskins that this iser of not eating matzahs on Erev Pesach only applies to matzahs that are kosher Pesach, not to matzahs that are chametz tikka matzahs. And the question is that so pashut? What's the reason to think otherwise? Because one might argue as follows. If the iser of the Yerushalmi to eat matzahs on Erev Pesach, which one can use to be Yotzei Eschiyev on Seder night, what is the basis of that iser? Is it simply to ensure that one has an appetite for the matzah that he's going to eat Seder night? If that's the pshat of the iser, so then anything that tastes identical to matzah, whether it's chametz or matzah, shouldn't matter. What matters really should be the taste. But if it's a different iser, not based on ensuring you have an appetite, but based on the fact that you shouldn't be perhaps jumping the gun, so to speak, to try to be eating matzahs that are reserved for mitzvah use before the Zman HaMitzvah arrives, it has nothing to do with taste, just has to do with the idea of not jumping the gun, not getting ahead of yourself, and trying to eat those matzahs that are supposed to be used for the mitzvahs matzah Seder night. Well, then maybe if I can't be yotzei matzahs mitzvah with it because it's chametz, then it shouldn't be aser on Erev Pesach. And this is a chakira that is found in the Maharsha, and Sif Pesach Franklin's Mikroi Kodesh. The Maharsha commenting on Tosus on Sadi Testament Beis. Tosus there asks, when the Mishnah says that Erev Pesach, Samuch Lemincha, one is not allowed to eat Erev Pesach afternoon, Samuch Lemincha, the beginning of the 10th hour of the day, one is not allowed to eat until evening. So Tosus asks, what are you not allowed to eat? Asks Tosus. What's the Mishnah of prohibiting you from eating? And Tosus says, if the Mishnah is prohibiting you from eating matzah you can't eat all day long. If the Mishnah is prohibiting you from eating vegetables, fruit, these snack-like foods, that's permissible even after Samach Lamincha. So Tosus suggests that maybe the Mishnah is prohibiting you from eating matzah ashira. Matzah ashira meaning egg matzahs that you can't use for the Pesach Seder night. So since you can't use those matzahs for the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Achilas Matzah Seder night, that's what the Mishnah says. You're allowed to eat it all day long, but not past Samuch Lemincha, not past the beginning of the 10th hour, roughly around usually 10 after 4, in that range, Be'erech, depending on the year. In the afternoon. So Tosa says that you can eat matzah shira in the morning, early afternoon, because you can't use it for the Seder night, but you can't eat it samuch lemincha. So the Maharsha raises the possibility of why not suggest that what the Mishnah is referring to is matzos that were baked shelo lishma, We know one of the requirements for Seder night matzahs has to be matzah baked l'shem mitzvah, l'shem matzahs mitzvah, l'shem matzahs mitzvah. And let's say a matzah is baked shlo l'shma, you can't use it for the Seder night. So Mashal says, so why don't we suggest the Mishnah is saying that those matzahs that are not baked l'shma, since you can't use them for Seder night, you could eat them during the day, just not after Samach l'mincha. Maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. So the Rasha argues that no, that can't be pshat in the Mishnah, because matzahs that are baked shlo l'shma, says the Rasha, you can't eat them all day long either, perhaps. Perhaps. Why not? Why would you not be allowed to eat matzahs shlo l'shma all day long? So the Rasha says, because it tastes just like the real deal. You can't distinguish from taste of a matzah that's l'shma, matzah shlo l'shma. So Masha says, well, then maybe the iser of eating matzah Erev Pesach applies to matzahs that are baked shlo l'shma, even though you can't use them for Seder night, but they taste the exact same as matzahs mitzvah. Therefore, you can't eat those all day long either. So based on that Masha, what l'chor should emerge is that matzahs that are chametz, presumably there's not much difference in taste between matzahs that are chametz, matzahs that are kashlo Pesach. It's the same machinery and the same speed of the baking, just minus the lishma and minus the, I don't want to say the paranoia, say the zahirus of baking l'shem matzah mitzvah. Okay, but in terms of taste, it tastes the exact same. So the Masha would seem to say that what the issue depends upon is the taste. Anything that tastes like the matzahs that are kashrut Pesach, you can't eat all day long. Matzah shira though, egg matzah, that I guess you can tell difference in taste. Texture, taste, it tastes different. So that, Tosfos says, you could eat up until Samach l'mincha. Now, halacha l'maisa, Ashkenazim, we know Paskin like the Ramah, who forbids matzah shira all Pesach long, with the exception of cholim and zakenim, because we are machmer for those rishonim that matzah shira might be considered chametz. So we, generally speaking, are machmer not to eat matzah shira already from the Zman Isra Chametz, already early in the morning. But as far as the Isra of eating those matzahs on Erev Pesach day, that Isra does not apply to matzah shira. But interesting, therefore, Shaila, whether this Isra depends upon that which tastes like matzah, in which case, perhaps I would argue even chametzika matzah should be included in the Isra, or that which doesn't taste like matzah, which then l'chora should not be included in the Isser, or if you hold like Shmuel Kamenetsky, that matzahs that are chametz are not considered matzahs bechlal. So then they're not including this Isser of eating them Erev Pesach. Obviously, you could not eat them after this minus chametz. But according to his approach, they would not be included in the Isser of eating them Erev Pesach morning. And certainly they're not including the minog of not eating those matzahs that are chametz a month or 2 weeks before Pesach. And therefore, definitely permissible to use such matzahs for purposes of the lechem mishnah use at a Suda Shabbos over these weeks. Okay, plan to make a shomer to make a bechazakos. So,